He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the November 19th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, here we go again. We're to the downside to start another week, a Thanksgiving week to boot. And we're down 145 points on the Dow, which puts us at 25,249 after a pretty good day Friday. We just cannot follow through. All eyes on China. That seems to be the bugaboo in the market because earnings look fantastic right now. Right now, the NASDAQ is down 110 points, down 1.5%. We're at 7,137 on the NASDAQ. Over at the S&P, we're down 19 points. We're down 0.7% at the S&P. We're at 2,717. The Russell 2000 down 0.5%. Right now, it's at 1520. The crude oil market, well, there's another problem. The market has followed crude oil lower, as crude oil is an indicator of sorts of the global economy. Crude oil's down another $1 today per barrel to $55.45. Gold's down $1.60 to $12.21. Silver is basically flat today at $14.38 per ounce. And meanwhile, there has been a rally in the bond market over the last couple of weeks. We're no longer at 3.21% on the 10-year. We're now down to 3.08% on the 10-year. I still would not touch the bond market, however. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, back in Charleston today, broadcasting live from the shores of the Ashley River, where the trout fishing was extremely good on Saturday when I got home from Sarasota. Had to get out there. The water temperature dropping about 10 degrees since I went out last Saturday. And that set those trout on fire. We got a couple, several in the 17 to 18-inch range, and a big flounder. Well, flounder is the name of the game right now in the stock market. It continues to flounder, and it's not the good eating kind of flounder. It's just kind of the Chinese water torture kind of market right now. While we await for some kind of resolution to the trade spat, I will update the earnings forecast today. They look extremely good. Then why doesn't the market look extremely good? Because there is outside interference that is outweighing the fundamentals and the earnings of the market right now, and it comes in the way of China and the U.S. continue to be in a stare down, in a square off with the with each other, and that is hurting the global economy right now. Well, global stocks did well overnight. I thought maybe it would follow through to us. China was up 1% overnight. Japan was up 0.6%. India was up 0.9%. Even Europe up a little bit. But we we crawled back to about even at one point in time, and then the futures started to fall, and there goes the market again here today. We did have a good day on Friday. We got caught in that our flight home from Sarasota was delayed like 3 hours and then 4 hours. And with all the ice storms and whatnot across the U.S. last week. So we ended up driving home from Sarasota. And I did watch the market, got home in time for the last several hours of the market. The stocks did rebound on Friday. And guess what did it? Optimism on a U.S.-China trade deal, which obviously there's not much optimism today. The major indexes on Friday got a boost following reports that U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer said the next round of tariffs on Chinese imports has been placed on hold and that China and the U.S. are trying to reach a trade truce ahead of the G20 meeting at the end of this month. Okay, I thought it was this week, but it's at the end of this month. And a lot of the trade-sensitive stocks like Caterpillar, Cisco, etc., had a really nice day on Friday. But it's not following through today, is it? Stocks, again, were down last week. They did get a bump. It said that the Fed was starting to get a little more dovish as opposed to hawkish last week. But overall, the S&P was down 1.6% last week. The Dow and the NASDAQ both declined 2.2%. Now, I begin the week with 60% on the sidelines, 60% on the sidelines in cash. Well, why so, Gunderson? The fundamentals, you say, are very strong. Yes, they are. But as I explained to the group that I was talking to last Thursday in Sarasota, we had a pretty good crowd there, well over 100 people to that event. I said, there's two sides to this tortilla. There is the fundamental side of a stock, and then there is the sentiment or the performance side. And right now, the sentiment side of the market, despite very strong fundamentals and very attractive valuations, tremendous earnings season just ended. Looking for another, we're looking for 20% growth in earnings this year versus the same period, same year last year, same 12 months last year. And yet we have a market that is only up a couple of percent, basically flat on the year. There's a disconnect right now, and that does happen from time to time. You get a disconnect between fundamentals and the market because sentiment gets in the way. And right now we continue to have sour sentiment in the way of the market chasing those earnings. The yield curve, I updated that in the newsletter. We're at 27 points right now between the 2-year and the 10-year. The yield curve definitely not predicting any kind of a recession. In fact, the chance of a recession in 2019, less than 10% right now. But at the same time, we've got this weak sentiment in the market that we need to shake out. Will we go back down and retest the October lows? Well, that's possible. I went over the technicals of the stock market on Friday last week in my newsletter. Now, what's causing this sudden pessimism once again between China and the U.S.? Well, Mike Pence over the weekend. Hey, Pence has got to tell it like it is. Pence says there's no end to the tariffs until China folds. In other words, we're going to keep the pressure up. Pence said we put tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods, and we could more than double that number. Holy cow. Vice President Mike Pence told the APEC summit in Papua New Guinea. I remember my father talking about being in New Guinea a little bit in World War II on a submarine. Not on a Carnival cruise, no. On a submarine. Oof. Stating that the U.S. will not change course until China changes its ways. Well, China, you got to quit stealing our technology. And you got to quit demanding that we partner with you over there on deals so that you can see how things are made and then you can make knockoffs. The warning follows remarks made by President Trump that helped the Dow close higher on Friday. Well, Pence pretty much undid that over the weekend. with what he said. That then he did say, Trump said, we may not need to impose more tariffs. And Pence said, we may need to impose more. So you know what? It continues to be all about the food fight and the technology fight and the trade fight. I talked about the big freighter that I saw being unloaded in the Wando River in the Charleston Harbor. I can't even believe how many of those cargo bins will fit on those freighters. It's unbelievable. The freighters that they make nowadays aren't like the freighters that I saw many years ago. There's tons of stuff coming into America, and we want tons of stuff going back to China. And that's what all this fight is about right now. In the meantime, we got to talk about Walgreens, cryptocurrencies, T-Mobile. Oh, man, a lot in the news today. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We met with a lot of great people there in Sarasota last week. I had a busy week there and had a great crowd there on Thursday. The American Association of Individual Investors got the newsletter out Saturday afternoon and updated the current earnings situation for the market for this year, for 2019, for 2020. That is the very best indicator for the market. That has been the indicator that I have followed for the most part for the last 9+ years. And I went over that, and I'll go over it again this week when we get a chance. But we've got some news here this morning that we need to pour through, looking at individual companies. I find this one interesting. We'll be headed to Seattle sometime early next year. Goodbye, Safeco. Welcome to Big Pink. Wasn't that a Pink Floyd album? As planned, the Seattle Mariners home ballpark stops being Safeco Field with the end of this season, and baseball writer Maury Brown says naming rights are going to T-Mobile, TMUS. Now, I remember when we were in Bellevue there doing a workshop and meeting with folks going by T-Mobile's big headquarters there. How much does it cost to put your name on a baseball stadium? Well, the marketing agreement was said to cost $6 million a year over a likely 20-year term. Huh. You think T-Mobile will be around for the next 20 years? I guess so, in one form or another. But now maybe closer to $3 million a year, according to their report. Well, Safeco signage, if you're driving by Safeco Field and you don't see Safeco signage anymore, it's been coming down from the ballpark earlier this month, and any naming rights would likely need to wait until after the park's lease renewal, but not long after that. What happened to natural gas last week? Holy cow. You know, it's funny because oil prices have been crashing recently, and natural gas prices have been exploding to the upside. We're expected to have a very chilly winter. I guess the East Coast has already been hit with their first nor'easter of the year. Look at natural gas today. It got up to $40. I'm just looking at the UNG ETF, which tracks natural gas. It exploded to the upside last Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it came back down and have it its worst day in about 14 years as natural gas futures were down 17%. But guess what? Now they're headed back up again, back to $3.64 on natural gas. Bundle up. Break out the flannel jammies, stockpile the wood and the heating oil and natural gas, because natural gas is predicting a very cold winter. Now, on Friday, a stock that's very popular, but it's not popular with me. Okay, I am not a fan. In fact, I had a guy, a few clients who transferred accounts to me that had very, very large positions in NVIDIA. which is now only a $93 billion company. It has lost a big chunk of its market capitalization here recently, has this Santa Clara firm. In fact, NVIDIA got up to $292 per share as recently as the end of September. Okay, we're talking 6 weeks ago. And now it's gone from 292 clear down to 153. So those folks that transferred their accounts to me and let me make the decisions ought to be pretty happy that I got them out of their huge big positions in NVIDIA before the stock crashed. And in fact, now from that top to where it is now, that stock has now gone through a 47% correction. You see why you have to have a line in the sand? My line in the sand for those folks, and that brings up another point here. When you transfer an account to me, you have the choice of liquidating everything you currently own. I don't usually think that's a very good idea. Instead, most folks transfer all their existing positions to me. Each day before the market opens, I download a list of all the stocks that are at Ameritrade in my combined accounts. Back today, there's 258 total. Now, some of these are stocks and positions that folks have transferred to me. I'm not going to, A, blow everything out on day number one. In fact, I held on to these folks, NVIDIA, for quite some time because it was doing well and hitting new highs. But I had a line in the sand somewhere in the 235 area, 80 points ago. Look how much I saved them by being on top of it and looking at their positions, even though the rest of my clients didn't own their positions, every single day. There's not a day that goes by that I do not look at every single position in everybody's portfolio. And as I said, sometimes there's some positions that aren't my positions. They're ones that people have transferred to me. And I put them on my daily watch list. And when things don't look too good, sometimes I blow them out the next day, a few of their positions. And on the flip side, I also don't go buying all of my positions the day you arrive here. We've had several new accounts that have arrived here recently. They've got existing positions. They're now on my daily watch list under my eyeballs, which have looked at thousands and thousands of stocks and charts over the last 22 years. And when I think it's time to blow those positions out, I will. And on the other side of the ledger, I'm looking for potential buys to add at a very, I'm very methodical. Every single day, it has to be just right. And I told the folks there at the Sarasota workshop last week, look, I said, I believe in value investing, but I also believe in momentum and sentiment. You know, after all, the M in CanSlim is the market. And when the market is sour, I'm not going to be doing much buying. In fact, I'm going to be more in the protective mode, which I've done a lot of protective mode recently. I'm 60% in cash right now, but I'm looking every single day for new buy best stock now candidates. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Suffice it to say that I'm not a fan of NVIDIA stock. I never have been, and now that it's down from its recent high, 47.4% is the sell-off. You know, that's a lot of what's occurred with the NASDAQ here recently has been the chip stocks, and especially NVIDIA, which was a former leader. Now, why the big fall from grace in NVIDIA? Well, I also warned about the cryptocurrencies, and NVIDIA had a big business, and the crypto boom has come to an end. Has anybody looked at the cryptocurrencies? Has anybody looked at Bitcoin recently? And even though NVIDIA beat their EPS estimate, they missed on revenue, and they gave downside guidance, and there was an absence of cryptocurrency mining, which also took out AMD at their last earnings report. So that's not helping Lam Research, KLA-10 Core, Applied Materials, which also gave downside guidance last week. Suffice it to say, I do not have any exposure to the semiconductor sector whatsoever at the current time. The best exposure you can have to the semiconductor sector would be the inverse semi. In fact, that's one of the best looking inverse ETFs at the current time. That's SOX, not Red Sox, not White Sox, inverse semiconductor. Wear your socks inside out. Make a statement. SOXS. Let's just take a look at that inverse ETF today. It is up 6.3%. It gave a buy signal back in the early October of this year. That is a semiconductor bear three times inverse, which is doing very well right now. Well, Bernie Sanders is at it again. I fear for America. Please don't vote socialist out. Do not elect socialist. Now, we've had a few here sneak in recently. In New York, Ocasio-Cortez has snuck in there as a socialist. And Florida barely fended off quite a challenge from a upset victor in the Democratic primary for governor, and Mr. Gillum came right down to a recount. Well, I think it's a little bit refreshing for me to see that the recount pretty much came out the same as the first count. So at least we seem to be counting the votes correctly. And Gillum did not win. He finally conceded here yesterday, I think it was, to Ron DeSantis. But this socialism stuff just keeps creeping in and threatening our government and our country. Well, Senator Bernie Sanders, the king of socialists, I suppose, and today probably the most powerful socialist in America, has rolled out legislation aimed at blocking big employers from buying back shares. Okay, now why do they buy back shares? Well, in a lot of cases, it's probably instead of paying a dividend. Is Bernie against paying dividends too? Is he going to roll back companies from paying dividends? Obviously, if you're able to pay a dividend, you must have extra cash sitting around. And obviously, if you're buying back shares in your company, you also must have extra cash. Well, he doesn't want companies to have extra cash around. He said he's rolled out legislation that would prevent companies from buying back shares in their own companies unless all workers are paid at least $15 per hour. Representative Ro Khanna, I don't know her, of California, but that's a good place to be from if you're going to back Bernie Sanders, is a co-sponsor. Now, he's come up with an acronym, the Stop Welfare for Any Large Monopoly Amassing Revenues from Taxpayers Act. If you spell that out, it spells Walmart. It calls for CEO compensation to be capped at no more than 1.5 times the median salary or 150 times the median salary of all employees. Walmart is singled out by Sanders, and the legislation is being called the Stop Walmart Act for short. Now, why do companies buy back shares? Well, you see, a company's earnings are divided by the amount of shares outstanding, and you get earnings per share. Now, on the one hand, you know what bad companies do? They float more shares. They continue to sell shares. They do primary offerings. They do secondary offerings. They do a third offer until the well runs dry. And every time they sell shares, they're diluting current shareholders and whatever earnings, if they have any, they do have. On the other hand, when a company buys back shares, it takes shares off of the market and it decreases the denominator. The numerator stays the same. That's earnings. The denominator goes down because there's less shares. And guess what happens to earnings? Earnings go up because you're dividing by a smaller number. And when earnings go up, stock price goes up. This helps teachers who have 401ks. This helps blue-collar workers, auto workers, union workers. When earnings go up, stocks follow. So buying back shares is not evil, Mr. Sanders. Well, luckily the legislation isn't expected to get anywhere near a vote in Congress, especially the Senate. But a similar push by Sanders against Amazon led the tech giant, remember when Amazon caved to Bernie? And they hiked their minimum wage to $15 per hour? And guess what's happened to the stock ever since? The stock of Amazon has been going down ever since. And in fact, Amazon is down again today. Amazon was trading at about $2,033 when Bernie Sanders came up with his scheme. Amazon, we want you to pay $15 an hour to all your employees, which they did. And now Amazon has gone from $2,033 to $1,533, which is a correction now on Amazon, which I do not own. I had a line in the sand. Amazon is now down 24.6%. Which hurts teachers and union workers. And don't you think a lot of the big mutual funds, growth mutual funds in particular, owned Amazon and continue to own Amazon? Well, Amazon is now down 24.6% since topping out at $1 trillion about 2 months ago. Plant-based protein maker Beyond Meat. Now, I'm going to keep my eye on this one. I was told about Beyond Meat over a year ago by some clients in Atlanta. They told me to try it, and I did try it. And I have to say, it's very, very good. It's served at some fast food places. You can buy it. It's freshly ground, just like regular hamburger meat. It looks just like hamburger meat. And I'll be honest, when you grill it on the grill, you load it up on a bun with some tomatoes and pickles and ketchup and whatever else, you can hardly tell the difference. But the good part is it's plant-based. And it tastes like fresh ground beef. I'll be honest, it does. Well, they're going public under the symbol Beyond. B-Y-N-D. We'll keep an eye on that one. It competes, of course, with Hormel and Tyson Foods and all the others out there. But we'll keep our eye on an IPO that's coming, I think, next week, called Beyond Meat. All right, Apple cuts production orders on new iPhone models. Again? It doesn't sound like this new iPhone is very popular. And that's been a bugaboo, especially as you go downstream. Apple is now testing its support level here. I think it's going to hold. It has support at about 189, 188, 187, right in there. I think Apple is a pretty cheap stock right now. But lower than expected demand and the company's decision to offer more models has created turmoil in the supply chain, and that continues to impact the market today. Apple down 3%, Boeing down 3.5%, and China still hanging out there. When we come back, let's take a look at the earnings picture. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're off to another sloppy start in the market here to begin this shortened Thanksgiving week. The market will be closed on Thursday, obviously. And, boy, all of a sudden I got some feedback here. There we go. Okay. And the market on Friday, I believe, will be a half day, something like that. So, yeah, we're off to a sloppy start here, but fundamentals in the market remain very, very good. We'll get to that either before the show's over or tomorrow. There's a couple other stocks I need to talk about. We got another cannabis player, all right? Well, I warned about the cryptocurrency stocks, or not stocks. Yeah, there was an ETF, cryptocurrency ETF, and I've warned about the cryptocurrencies, and I've warned about other areas of the market, and I continue to warn, and I did again last week at the workshop. I was asked, what do you think of the cannabis stocks? And I said, well, they're way overvalued. They're way overvalued. There's a major bubble here. Just look at Tilray, which came public at 13. 2 months later, it was at 300. Now it's down to 100. What's it doing today? It's down 5% to 105 now. Well, there's a new player, a little biotech, Acres Biosciences. If you're a cannabis player and keeping score, A-K-E-R is up 94%. Oh, now it's only up 73% today on increased volume on the heels of its update on strategic alternatives aimed at boosting shareholder value among the considerations. Okay, now this is just a consideration. This reminds me of the year 2000 when that's all you had to do was mention the word .com and kabooey, up went the stock. And people clamoring to get on any kind of dot-com IPO, that did not end well. And I see a lot of similarities here today. In this day and age, we have Acres up 94% pre-market by just mentioning among the considerations to boost shareholder value. How about earnings? That would boost shareholder value. Well, that's not one of the, maybe through a business combination in alternative sectors, excuse me, including cannabis-based industries. Well, we've seen that in iced tea stocks. If an iced tea stock even sneezes out the word cannabis, it's immediately gobbled up. Management met with a number of cannabis firms at MJ BixCon. Okay, so now they have, I guess, like, what's that big, they have a big technology conference every year in Las Vegas. Well, now they have Marijuana BizCon in Las Vegas and has engaged a law firm as a legal advisor as it continues its assessment of getting into the cannabis business. Well, that's all they did was mention it, and the stock is up 94% in the pre-markets. It's now selling off. It's only up 74%. One earnings report that did catch my eye last week, and in fact, this stock has roared up into my best stock now, top 250, which I'll be going through with a fine-tooth comb today. The stock is down today, but America's Car-Mart, I made a major upgrade to their target price 5 years from now. I do not own it, but I find it significant to see their earnings will be up 50% this year and another 12% next year, and are expected to continue to grow by 14% per year. Listen to the last four quarters of earnings growth at America's Car-Mart. What do they do? 139 used car dealerships in 11 states. But their earnings over the last four quarters have been up 71%, 117%, 70%, and 100%. That's pretty phenomenal earnings growth over the last four quarters. And the stock currently has a relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 of 97. So not only does it make sense from a value proposition, it also makes sense from a momentum relative strength proposition. But what's missing here? The market. Well, the market remains soft. It's squishy. It's not a real great time to be in there buying with a double barrel shotgun right now. And I'm waiting for the market. There were a lot of signs last week, especially towards the end of the week, that the market is firming up. And I still do believe we're not entering into a bear. We've had a 10, 11, 12% sell-off here. Very swift. Very quick. So quick, if you blinked your eyes, you missed it. Where did all the gains go for the year? Just like that. Well, the fundamentals remain very good. I guess we'll get to that tomorrow. I want to give you an update on where we're at with the earnings estimates for this year, which are pretty much now in the bag, which is 5 weeks, 6 weeks to go. But we have very good visibility into 2019, and we're even starting to get our first forecast out there for the year 2020. How clear is our vision into 2020? Is it 2020? Well, we'll have a look at that tomorrow. Because in the end, and as I pointed out at my workshop that I gave on Thursday, and I'll be doing one, don't forget, in Phoenix. I can't wait to get to the Valley of the Sun in a couple of weeks. It's been earnings that have been driving this market for 9+ years. Earnings bottomed out in 2009. They've been going up every year ever since. And it will be earnings that continue to either drive this bull market further or bring an end to this bull market. And that's why I pay such close attention to earnings. In fact, as I showed my graph there on Thursday in Sarasota, I think it was a real eye-opener to a lot of folks. And they say, no wonder the market's been going up for the last 9+ years. Well, it's not going up today. We've had many, many corrections along the way over the last 9+ years. Now, if you'd like a little bit more active management, if you haven't drank the passive Kool-Aid, and if your guy or gal does not have any defense whatsoever, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or contact us, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.